Thanks for joining us today on CC and Doc Talk, where we talk about everything under the sun. You never know quite what you're going to get, but you'll always be entertained. Welcome to CC and Doc Talk, and today we're going to do how do you keep your sanity through the holidays
with family.
Actually, laughter. Just start with laughter, right?
And I have to tell you where we're at right now. We're actually in, no, Dick Van Dyke, our RV van, in the parking lot of our timeshare, because it's the only quiet spot that we could find to record this podcast tonight. So it's 9
that
o'clock.
That alone tells you, you have to find quiet moments. Okay, so top things to do to be able to keep your sanity during the families at the holiday. One is, like, keep your opinions to yourself. I think, no, oh, that would be number two. One is get some personal time. Go hide in the car.
That's a good one.
Two is keep your opinions to yourself. No.
Because as well, and I don't know if this is true for everybody, because so many people live close to family and they spend time with family all the time. So they may not quite experience the same dynamics. But as many of you know, Doc and I live across the country from all of our family, really. And so when you bring all of the family members in, and when you bring family members in from both sides, and everybody has a different way of doing things, most people are, you know, they have their own habits, they have their own opinions about things. And so you bring all of that and try to blend it together. And, you know, it does tend to make for some tense moments on occasion. Now, it's always great for the first few days, but then all of a sudden, as things start to settle in, you know, there's just a little bit of that
cracks.
Sort of bubbling under the surface.
I have a great example.
Not that's happening yet, but we're trying to prevent it.
I have a great example. Years ago, I watched my aunt in the kitchen making a big meal, and everyone had their opinion around how the mashed potatoes should be done. And by the time those mashed potatoes were done, they were so whipped and so creamed and buttered and whatever else they were, because each aunt came along and did their magic to it. And then grandma came in the kitchen and she put her opinion into the mashed potatoes too. I tell you, I sat back and went, whoa.
Wait, did they all know that the other one was doing it?
Because no, I mean, they all came to it. It's like, no, do it this way. Oh, and then they took over, and then the other one, no, do it this way. And then they took over, and then of course all of them know how to do something better anyhow. So, but I guess that comes to, you know, does it really matter? You know,
and that, but that's the thing.
And
right?
We're terrible, like, at it because we throw our opinions in all the time, and then it drives us crazy because we start this vicious dialogue.
And the reason why this podcast started is because we were talking about that. And, you know, it does, sometimes it can get on somebody else's nerves when you have an opinion about something, because they have a different opinion about something. And I said, you know, part of my evolution from this last year is that I seriously do not want to have an opinion about anything anymore. And anybody who knows,
are you kidding? We have opinions about everything.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Figure this out.
Anybody who knows us, and you know, there is that whole idea of, you know, you jump in because you want to be helpful, but quite frankly, being helpful isn't always helpful. And so, I said earlier, I really do not want to have opinions about everything anymore. I'm like, how do I do that?
How do we even talk then?
Right, exactly. Like, how do you
know,
get to
it's a normal conversation. Just leave your solutions out. Let's go back to the coach approach.
Okay. Right, to the coach approach.
Except so when I have a solution. I have a solution for you. No.
Except when I'm coaching, I have to be completely unbiased and egoless, and therein lies the problem, because I can do that when I'm coaching, because the client that's sitting in front of me, their shit doesn't have anything to do with me. Like, I'm not invested in their shit. But when you put family members in front of you, you're invested in their
opinions.
Shit. Right.
So I have a solution, because that's what we're doing, right? So I'm going to be helpful.
So you're going to give me, your opinion. You're going to be super extra helpful and give me your opinion about how I can stop having opinions about everything.
Right. So the next time just interject your opinion, I'm just going to put my hand lovingly on your arm and go, so, and so is now going to be an acronym for stay out. I didn't say sup, like shut up, but it's so, which means stay out.
And
let's just simplify your life.
And I can see it now. The first time that happens, or the first time I do that,
you're
going to
go,
you,
no, I wasn't giving my opinion right now. I wasn't doing it right now.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was going to say you are going to say that versus me saying that.
Oh, you're going to put your hand on my arm and go,
So. And you're going to go, no, I'm going to say it anyway.
You just stop? Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing, right? Like you can't just stop doing something that you've been doing for 54 years. And so then all of a sudden you have to figure out, what do you replace that with? Right. But again, you have to be willing to step back from the situation. And sometimes we're just not freaking willing. I mean,
well, I also think that I'm, you know, because you get in the spiral of who's making the decision. What are we trying? What are we going to do today? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I don't know. I'll do whatever you do. So you make a decision, and then everybody has an opinion about the decision that is made. And then once the decision is made, then are we bringing lunch? Are we not bringing lunch? What are we doing for meals? What are we doing this? What are we going to go into? Is it warm? Is it cold?
I know.
Oh my gosh. It is a vicious, vicious.
And
it's a storm. It's a hurricane.
And outside of the opinions, then you have all these, expectations, and half of them are often unspoken, right? So you've got, and we have, like in our case this time, we have, you know, people in a timeshare down the road, your people in the timeshare down the road, you know, my people are, you know, where we are. And so then you've got to coordinate the back and forth and the back and forth. And then you start out saying, well, we're not going to spend every day together. And then
realize
that
gonna spend every
somebody's going to feel left out if you don't spend every day together.
And we like spending every day together.
Well, I mean, we want to spend time with everybody, and we don't want anybody to feel left out. Right.
So another suggestion is stay in the eye of the hurricane.
Yes. And what's so funny about that analogy, while I completely get it, when I think of staying in the eye of the hurricane, I think about the backlash when it comes back around, instead of just like that whole idea of, you know, you staying, what you're saying is like stay in the calm of the storm and don't get out of the calm of the storm. And I'm like, well, you got to get out. Like the logical part of me, the literal part of me goes, there's a big ass backlash coming from that hurricane.
Not if you stay in the eye of the hurricane, stay in the calm. So how do you stay calm? How do you get your needs met? You know, I mean, we get here, you know, there are certain things that we wanted to do. We haven't got to the pool yet. You haven't had a chance to sit and draw. I haven't even brought my guitar out that I dragged across the country.
You did bring it out today. You brought it out long enough to tune it, and then we left to go someplace else.
Got the guitar tuned.
Because it's herd, because we're also in herd mentality now, right? Because like we have to operate as a herd. We have to move as a herd.
Okay, so instead of divulging our family life drama that's happening, unfolding in front of our eyes, which is, it's been wonderful to spend time with family. I'm going to say that. And how do we keep sanity? And how do we help all the other family members keep sanity? Because there's other family members we can tell that are getting bounced around like crazy. So what's your suggestions? How do you want to solve this?
Well, I'm not supposed to have an opinion about anything anymore. So
So I'm
trying not to have an opinion about everything. And that's, so, you know, we are meditating every morning, which is super helpful, by the way. Like, I think if I wasn't doing that, I'd be probably like, you know, way more in the thick of it.
We're getting physical activity every day. We're either getting walks or we're putting on some dance stuff on the TV.
Hanging out on the beach.
Hanging out on the beach, getting some walks in.
Right.
Getting some dancing in, getting movement.
Oh yeah,
we're
doing body groove.
Whether it's just stretching and weird stuff on the TV.
Yeah, we do like body groove.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're having meals together and things like that. We're not really answering the question. So I'm not sure we can. And that's the thing, is that
everybody has to figure this out for themselves.
Exactly. And I think this is really more about, you know, your and my personal journey. Like everybody else is probably like, oh, well, this is how it always is. It's, you know, fairly normal. Although we have not been together for a combined blended family vacation with both sides for many, many, many years. And then because of COVID and then the cancer journey last year, it was just my family because you know, everybody came to us, but we really haven't had like a
large family gathering,
normal family holiday for, you know, 3 years. So, you know, but it's so funny how you cycle right back to those same patterns and habits, and even your same birth order. So you and I are both youngest children. So we're always like, hey, let's try this. Hey, check out this. And people are like, yeah, 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 whatever. You know,
what stood out to me as being away and then all of a sudden together is you not only go into some of the birth order habits, but also what I've noticed is the eating habits. And like, you know, I used to eat larger portions, and then you and I have done a great job of eating smaller portions. And all of a sudden I get around where there's more volume of food and I'm like, yeah. And you know, I'm not eating mindfully. I'm just like enjoying every bite and stuffing myself. And I'm like, whoa, who is this person that just snuck back in there? So I think, you know, being very mindful of, you know, first of all, intention. You know, try to set the intention up front, figure out who you are, being mindful of who you are, how you want to, you know, take care of you throughout this process.
Interesting point about the eating thing, which I can't overeat because my semicolon won't allow that anymore. But one of my cancer counterparts actually said, she said, be careful talking during meals because it immediately takes your mind away from the mindful eating and the chewing because, you know, we have to chew. I have to chew more now and make sure that I'm chewing everything to pulp, et cetera, et cetera. So,
and I'm just chewing faster and, you know,
and eating more
and eating more. And that's not good. So I think, you know, it goes down back to that mindfulness. So anything else you want to say as we're into the holidays here and trying to keep your sanity through gatherings?
No, I think we're purged
and stuffed.
Yeah.
On that note, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Cece and Doc Talk. We'd love for you to follow us on social media at Cece and Doc. That's CCNDOC. And you can visit our website at ccanddoc.com. We also take monthly donations to support this broadcast if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, and questions, and we'll do our best to respond. Thanks, and have a fantabulous day.